From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. A U.S. senator's announcement Wednesday that she will support the international agreement to restrict Iran's nuclear program gave President Barack Obama a major foreign policy victory. Senator Barbara Mikulski of Maryland, a Democrat, was the 34th member of the Senate to commit to a vote backing the deal, enough to assure that Mr. Obama will prevail in the administration's effort to push the nuclear agreement through Congress. A majority of U.S. senators could vote their disapproval of the Iran agreement, but Mr. Obama has said he would reject such action by using his veto power. The United Nations Children's Fund says the number of women and children fleeing countries of violence heading for Europe has increased sharply in recent months. UNICEF said those arriving in the gateway for the country, the former Yugoslavia of Macedonia, has tripled. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Children's Fund says some 3,000 people arrive in Macedonia every day. It says one-third of them are women and children. Most are refugees fleeing war and persecution in their countries of origin. 80% are from Syria and 10% from Afghanistan and Iraq. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouillirac tells VOA many families, including many children, have been on the move for weeks, even months, enduring searing heat and other enormous hardships.
They are suffering dehydration, blisters, cold, diarrhea, and sunburn.
Bouillirac says the agency is planning to set up more place stations to accommodate ever more children who arrive in a state of distress.
This is VOA News. Thailand's military junta and police are speaking of significant progress in their investigation of last month's bombing of a Bangkok shrine, which left 20 people dead and wounded more than 120 others, many of them Asian visitors. Authorities are talking about a foreign man arrested at Thailand's border with Cambodia. The results from fingerprint analysis confirmed that his fingerprints were on the bottle that contained explosives found inside an apartment raided last Saturday, said the National Police Lieutenant General on a broadcast by Thailand's military junta. We confirmed that he is involved and might be the person who brought the bomb out of the room or brought it to the area of the Erawan Shrine on August 17th. Gunmen wearing military uniforms kidnapped 18 Turkish workers Wednesday in Iraq's capital. The workers are employed by construction company Nural Insat, which is constructing a soccer stadium complex in the mainly Shiite Habiya district in northeastern Baghdad. The gunmen kidnapped the workers around 3 a.m. after knocking down doors and disarming guards. There was no indication of the identity of the kidnappers or their motive. Former Congolese rebel leader known as the Terminator has pleaded not guilty to charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Bosco Ntaganda entered his plea Wednesday on the first of his trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Prosecutors say Ntaganda is responsible for atrocities committed by his rebel group, the Union of Congolese Patriots, in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in 2002 and 2003. He faces 13 counts of war crimes and 5 counts of crimes against humanity. Major stock markets in China and elsewhere in the region saw another day of volatile trading Wednesday, as the head of the IMF warned that concerns over Asia's economy are reverberating across the globe. Shanghai stocks plunged nearly 4.5% at the opening before recovering to finish down 0.2%. Tokyo, the Nikkei also tumbled in morning trading, but ended the day down only 0.4%. The turbulent trading in Asia followed a poor day on Wall Street, where main indexes lost about 3% on Tuesday. U.S. President Barack Obama used the backdrop of a rapidly melting Alaskan glacier to highlight the effects of climate change as he continued his landmark visit to the far northwest state. This is as good a signpost of what we are dealing with when it comes to climate change than anything, he said, standing in front of the exit glacier, which has receded 2 kilometers over the last 2 centuries. The climate change has resulted in winters with less snow and hotter summers. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.